Well, good morning, everyone. I'm sorry that I've been sort of rather wandering around, pressing buttons and clicking switches. Our technology experts are not here, or at least those that normally do the work. So it's fallen to me. It's not my area of expertise, so it's therefore rather stressful for me. However, I've done what I can. So if you're joining us online, I'm sorry if it's not up to the usual standard. Just tell Andy you can't take any time off in future. And Andy, if you're watching, come back! I'm going to open with a prayer, and then Sue is going to bring... well, let me tell you what we're doing for a start. But we're having a selection of different songs. People have chosen a song about Christmas, and they're going to just say that song and why they've chosen it. So it's going to be a rather relaxed format. We've got a couple of readings to remind us what season we're in, and an opportunity if you would like to pray during the service as well. So let's open with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, that we can gather again as family. Thank you that we can turn aside to just focus on you, recognize that we're far from perfect. We need you with your grace each and every day. So fill us again with your Holy Spirit. Refresh us, renew us. As we hear perhaps familiar songs or new songs, we pray that the meaning of them would go deep into us, refresh us in our spirit and in our hearts, Lord, we pray. We ask all of this, Lord, because we want you to be glorified in your church and built up. Amen. And so just for those that are bringing a song, Sue will be coming first, and then Lynn, then Sally, then we've got a reading, and then myself, then Lynn gets two, and back again, and the final reading. So, Sue.
Good morning. I've chosen the song, Mary, Did You Know? And the reason is really just because I love the words. One of the lines, I think it's probably the last line, says, Mary, did you know that the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am? And that thought, I just find that mind-blowing, that God came among us as a baby, that he restricted himself, that very small baby. And the second thing that came to mind is to do with Mary. I've been thinking about Mary at this Christmas time and her role in everything. And I was thinking, when Mary said to the angel, yes, let it be to me according to your word, she would have no idea what that meant later on. She would have no idea that alongside the privilege she felt and the joy of bearing God's son and supporting him as he grew up, that she'd also have to face a lot of other issues, a lot of puzzlement along the way, some rejection, and then the deepest of all sorrows and pain to see him hanging on the cross like a common criminal. She didn't understand it all, but as a mother, she stayed faithful to him right to the end. And of course, later on, she was one of those early people who were there at the birth of the church. And it struck me that there are times in our lives when we say yes to God. We have no idea what that might mean later on. But like Mary, we can take her example, and through our puzzlements and sorrows at times, we can determine to stay faithful to Jesus, whatever life may bring.
Mary, did you know little baby boy would one day walk on water.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Okay, so I've got to have my notes, otherwise I'll get brain freeze up here. So yeah, this is my first of my choices, and it's called Born in the Night. Please do come in. You're very welcome. Come in. So this one is called Born in the Night, or sometimes called Mary's Child. So really, it's the words that I like. The tune's great as well, but it's the words that I like. It tells us about truth of our life, Mary's Child. You tell us God is good. And sometimes when things go wrong for us and we're struggling, sometimes it's difficult to hold on to that fact that God is good, isn't it? But I love the answer to that in this song, because it says, prove it is true, Mary's child, go to your cross of wood. And to me, that is the answer, that we can know that God is good because he was willing to give himself up in order to rescue us. So that is proof that God is good, despite everything.
I chose O Come O Ye Faithful. It's a very well-known carol, and it's often sung at the beginning of services, but I thought the words were so very key and very important, so I wanted to share today why I've chosen them. The first verse reflects the words of Luke chapter 2, verse 15. Let us go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. And we can imagine ourselves hurrying alongside those shepherds into Bethlehem to see the newborn child. After the joyful news of the angel saying that a saviour has been born to you, he's the Messiah, the Lord. He's the saviour who delivers us from our sins. He's the Messiah who fulfills the law and the prophets, showing God is faithful. And he's the divine Lord who entered the world. God has taken on human form. God and man have been fused together in an indivisible, eternal bond. God is truly with us. The second verse is based on John chapter 1, verse 14. And it also emphasizes the second part of the Nicene Creed, that Jesus is true God and true man, begotten of the Father from eternity. God of God, light of light, lo, he abhors not the virgin's womb. Very God, begotten, not created. The last verse joins those of us on earth below, together with those in heaven above, in adoring our Lord and Saviour at his incarnation, as we sing, "Yes, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning." Jesus, to thee be glory given, Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. We're encouraged to join with the village folk hurrying in faith into Bethlehem to see the Jesus who would grow up to teach and preach from the mountainside, yet be misunderstood by his friends and the government of the day. By his death and his resurrection, we know that the power of the gospel changes our lives, compelling us to share the good news of salvation with others. We're given an invitation to come and behold him, born the King of Angels, the Christ child who now reigns as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, forever. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
So the reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 40. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace for my salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed him and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." And there was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Peniel, of the tribe of Asher, and she was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. And when Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, and he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him.
So when we were singing "Come Away Faithful" with the video on there, I thought if there's people outside, I must have thought that the church was probably really full and packed out. I've chosen "O Holy Night," and although the words are obviously poignant and means a lot and whatever, but I think it's for me the music on this and all the harmonies and whatever. And because it reminds me of my favourite Christmas film, which is Home Alone. I don't know whether or not you've seen that bit where, the little fellas in the church or whatever, but this is playing in the background. And it's sung, with real sort of meaning and whatever. And I just thought that this was, it just reminds me, on that night, but without that night, morning, none of us would have been changed by what Jesus did for us when he lived and then died for us. So that Christmas.
The stars so brightly shining,
Thanks, Hans. It's a great song, that one. I think we tend to avoid singing it in the congregation in case we can't quite reach that high note without standing on the top of the balcony on artistics. But it is a great one to sing, and she did it really well, didn't she? I've chosen What Kind of Greatness, and I've chosen it because it expresses my personal experience. The wonder and amazement that I have that God loves us enough to be born into his creation leads me to worship and service. It is, of course, by the blessed Graham Kendrick. Not everybody's cup of tea, I know, but Graham Kendrick was the soundtrack of me growing in my Christian faith, because very early on I went to Spring Harvest. And it seemed that he'd written every song that year. And they were all brilliant songs, and they spoke so deeply to me. So I had to choose something from Graham Kendrick as a sort of reflection on the impact on my early Christian life. I don't think we can begin to imagine the sacrifices that Jesus made to make that transition from heavenly majesty to human baby. I think it would be quite hard for us to go from adult human to baby human. God to become a human being. The poetry of the lines like, the one who strode among the stars and called each one by name lies helpless in a mother's arms and must learn to walk again. I know some have been through that process. Perhaps they've had a stroke or they've had an injury. And to have to learn the most basic things of life again, it's humbling to a great degree, isn't it? And to think that God would choose to do that from such a great point. I think words like that help me to glimpse something of what it might have been like. And it also ends with a challenge. And I always like to end any of my messages with a challenge. So the challenge is, nations now may see his grace and know that he is near when his meek heart, his words, his works are incarnate in us here. When we live out our faith, then others might come to kneel and worship him.
Walking past my spot. So my second choice was really from one of my favourite childhood memories, and that was because my school every year had its carol service in Chelmsford Cathedral, and every year we would sing this carol, and the whole school would sing it as if we were a choir. most people don't know it, so we don't sing it much, so that's possibly another reason why I like it so much. But I love the build up of the crescendo, really, in the last verse. It's called Three Kings from Persian Lands Afar. And the last verse encourages us to travel with the kings. And it was always great to me, the idea that we need to travel somewhere, to go on a journey to find Jesus. But we can't just sit back and just accept it, that we have to have some effort in the process. And so the last verse, the kings are traveling, travel with them. The star of mercy, the star of grace, will lead your heart to its resting place. Gold, incense, myrrh, you cannot bring. Offer your heart to the infant king.
Three kings from Persian lands afar, to Jordan follow the pointing stars, and this the quest of the travelers three, where the newborn king of the Jews may be. For royal gifts they bear for the king, incense myrrh are their offering. The star shines out with a steadfast ray. The kings to Bethlehem make their way, and there in worship they bend the knee as Mary's child in her lap they see. Their royal gifts they show to the king, gold, incense, myrrh are their offering. The child of man, low to Bethlehem, the kings are traveling, travel with them. The star of mercy, the star of grace, shall lead thy heart to its resting place. Gold, incense, myrrh, thou canst not bring. Offer thy heart to the infant saint. Offer thy heart.
I've prepared a song to share, but just made me think that big fan of the generosity. Carols are probably quite clear. You grew up with the carols to choir, so I really like the kind of like the music, but the words are really important. So this is a reading from Thessalonians, looking forward to Jesus coming back again. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labour pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or the darkness. So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. Those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation and a helmet. God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as in fact you are doing. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard on you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what's good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test them all. Hold on to what is good and reject every kind of evil.
May God himself, God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Thank you, Vanessa. And just thought we'd pause to pray before we close our service. Feel free to pray silently, but if you are able to pray out loud, then we can at least say amen with you, if we agree. So let's come before the Lord in prayer. You may want to reflect on some of the songs that we've sung, the time of year, and those that are close to you in your heart at the moment. So Lord, we open ourselves to you and your spirit. We know that we do not come to a father that we have to persuade or cajole into giving us good things. For you love to lavish your love upon us. So we come to you, Lord, bringing our thanksgiving, rejoicing as we've been called to do, and giving thanks that you will come again in glory. Amen.
Father, we just thank you for the truth of your word, and thank you for your promise that Jesus will come again. And Lord, we just ask and pray, Lord, that you help us to keep awake and alert, and that Jesus will be always the focus of our hearts. And in his name.
Father, we especially lay before you those that are suffering this Christmas. I'm thinking of those that are travelling as migrants across Europe and without home or shelter. Those that are left in nations without food. We think, Lord, of the wars that rage at this very moment. We bring to you all of those more personally known to us that are struggling at this time. Those that find this time of year difficult, those with mental health problems, those with physical problems, those isolating and away from family. Lord, we thank you that you are the God who is with us. We pray that each one would know you with them in their circumstances this day. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus and for his glory. I was a bit spoiled the choice in terms of a blessing, really. I was going to use the Christmas blessing, and I will, but isn't it great the way that that letter Paul wrote to the Thessalonians ends with that wonderful blessing? May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. That's pretty good, isn't it? So take that as an encouragement. But I do like this Christmas blessing, which perhaps helps us to connect with some of the events and characters of the Christmas story. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. I've not already said it to you. Happy Christmas. And every blessing in this coming year, especially health. Amen.